Hello, Audioboo. So I've arrived in Heathrow Airport, and I drove into Heathrow, and thought I'd be a little bit crafty and try and pull up somewhere and park up. But once you go in that underpass, which takes you into the whole of the airport grounds, there is nowhere whatsoever for you to park up. So I've just literally come around a corner from the airport, come back under the underpass, come around and parked up on the street. And as soon as I see somebody walk up to me to try and move me on, I'll go somewhere else. But I think I'll be able to get away with it for an hour or so. Dimitri gets in about 11:15, so I expect him to be out by, 30:30? Something like that. And then get away about 12. And then should be back about 2-3 o'clock this afternoon. I didn't get a very good night's sleep last night. I'm sorry about that. Yawning, that must have been awful. I didn't get a very good night's sleep last night. I don't know why, I was tossing and turning all night. I woke up at 1, 4 and then 7 this morning, because the heating kicked in that guest house, and it was just like, I don't know, sounded like it was starting to ship up. So I didn't want to park in the car park because obviously I'm low on fundage. I gave the lady what I had in my wallet and apologised I can't say that word this morning. I've got this cold, bunged up feeling. I don't know if you must be able to hear it. I'm like, really, I don't know what it is. And yeah, so I apologised to her and said I'll get the, I think it was a tenner, I've got to send her. I said sorry about that. Looking at the fuel gauge, I've just got half a tank left. I think I'll make it on half a tank, to be honest. I think that's quite a lot. It's probably about 25-30 quid, easy enough. But you know how you worry when you haven't got cash in your pocket and you haven't got any means at your disposal for emergencies. The card that I brought with me that I use to top up fuel is my business card, so that I can claim it back. My other personal card must be at home in the cupboard, in the sideboard. Dope. I was rushing about yesterday with all the ammo box kit, so I sort of understand it. There you go. I'm not going to pay £10.20 for 2 hours parking anyway, regardless. Bloody robbery. Anyway, I'm waffling. Looking forward to seeing Dimitri. It's been, it must be a year and a half, 2 years. I've known Dimitri 4 or 5 years. He's been over once before. We got a visa before, and that was not a problem. And he got his visa application this time, fairly easy. And it takes a bit of a trek to go over to Moscow because he lives about 5 hours away on the bus, train. Don't know which way he goes actually nowadays. But he goes into Moscow, stays with a friend, flies over the next day. So we've got till the 22nd, so we've got 20 days. We've got 20 days to get a fairly basic API working, get the transcode in and the distribution working, and login and front end and theme selector for responder. And then I want to work on providing a DB for all the content that's needed for Doorstepper, so that I can get my mapping guy on that. And what else is there? There's a few little things I need to do on my blog that I need him to write a few little bits of code for. I'm trying to think what else there is. There's a whole spec sheet full of stuff, but it's mainly responder stuff. Once we get that out of the way, then I can start adding flesh to, while he's working on those bits over the next 10 days, I can start fleshing out the ammo box front end and the bandwidth in the box. I also need to write up some blog posts regarding issues that we had with the multicam system on Bamuser. The fact that the audio was really bad for some reason using mic input, yet it was fine for the Nicecast stream. Don't know. All things I've got to look into, all things running through my mind. There's a plane taking off. See you in a bit.